Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Two great gifts for mom. Number one gift, and these aren't necessarily in order. I think they're both really good that any mother would appreciate, but not necessarily in order. Number one, be a good example. Be a good example. So if you want to, just like, you know, if you want to show, it's, you know, it's funny, this analogy maybe, but I think it's true. If you want to show real appreciation to your mentor or your upline, then be a good example. Be someone who's super successful or who crushes it or impacts others or makes a difference. If you want to show your mom, right, if you want to show your mom love, appreciation, the best way isn't through gifts, although she may like those and you should probably get her those if you can. But the better way is to be a good example. Be a good example of a parent. Be a good example of a human being. Be a good example of someone that, you know, walks through the world shining a light on others and helping other people out and doing the right thing, and be a good example. It's not just, you know, when, and it's very similar, you know, mentor, mom, right? I think it's very similar. You know, it's one thing to go to your mentor and thank them profusely and tell them how much they've, you know, impacted your life. It's a totally another thing for you to go out there and manifest change in the world. Totally another thing. Big difference. And so be a good example. That's number one. Number two, and this is the probably the maybe the tougher one, I don't know. Be accepting. You know, we all know that there are things that mom does that maybe we don't 100% agree with, or, you know, maybe we wish different things for them, or wish that they would do this, that, right? And, you know, just like another, you know, just like a mentor-student kind of relationship, very similar to that, be accepting. Be accepting in the way that they live their life. And the only time to change that is if they are asking you for change. A lot of times people go through self-development and personal development, and, you know, we read that book, or we go through a new course, or we attend a new event, and we're like, oh man, this is really good stuff. Let me be sure to go tell everyone I know how they need to change. And you become that annoying, self-righteous, holier-than-thou butthole, right? Don't be like that. Don't be like that with anybody, but definitely don't be like that with your mom. And a lot of times people that are in my circles, that are in, you know, self-development and personal development and always, you know, going bigger and thinking smarter and, you know, making a bigger impact, they can take that knowledge and try to force it upon others who don't want that, who aren't interested in that, who haven't been educated on how to do it, why to do it. They don't want to do it. Be more accepting. Be more accepting. You know that, when I first had, you know, as a father, right? I know I'm not a mother, obviously, but as a father, when I had my boys, you know, I mean, I was, you know, 19 years old, 20 years old, and didn't know what the hell I was doing. There's a lot of things that I wish I could do over. Well, guess what? There's probably some things that your parents wish they could do over. There's probably some things that your mom wishes she could do over. And know that it's not, you know, in most scenarios, it's not perfect. And neither are our parents and neither are our mom. Be accepting. They did the best that they could with what they had. Be accepting. And if I have one big suggestion for you here today, so those are two gifts, right? Be a great example. And this is like an ongoing kind of thing. You can't just give this today. Basically, what you've been doing this past year is your example. I hope it's good, right? Number two, be accepting. Don't look to, you know, force change upon someone that doesn't want to change. Now, that being said, just like a mentor, you know, I don't go to my friends and tell them how they should live their life or how they could make more money or how they, you know, should be doing this or that or this or that unless they ask me. Now, if a friend asks me, I'll give it to them. So if you have, you know, a mom that isn't doing, you know, the things that you wish she was doing, or you wish that she would, you know, play bigger in certain areas of her life or whatever, be accepting. But if she comes to you and asks for advice, then feel free to give it, right? Offer some advice, friendly, nice, supportive advice, not all the things she's doing wrong, right? And if I have one suggestion for you here today, this is a suggestion that in most scenarios, not all, I get it, but in most scenarios, this will probably blow your mom away. But if you want to give her a nice gift today, listen to her. Listen to her. Put the phone down, put the laptop down, put the, you know, whatever else you'd rather focus on down. Stop watching the game or whatever's on and actually listen to her, right? Listen to her. And I know some of you, you're like, hey, Ray, I'm good. I do that, which is awesome. Good for you. I know some aren't like that. So hopefully this helps you out. Gave you a couple things for moms. You know, it's just amazing with my wife. You know, prior to October 9th, I had an amazing business partner and I had an amazing wife. And now to see her blossom into being an amazing mom is just like next level for me. It's just like so amazing. It's like, how did I get so lucky to just get such an amazing woman? So
thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com to download free audio where Ray shares with you 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save